And she will say, they live in Alaska. That's an example. Okay. I hope you have no questions here. We're going to move on to last exercise in this example. It's 2.5. Complete using the following. I apologize. I insist. I promise. I recommend. I suggest. So, number one, Mr. Evans is not in the office today. I suggest you try calling him tomorrow. So, what they want here is for you to insert a verb. All right, let's see. Number two, I won't tell anybody what you said. I'm going to give you 2 seconds to think. A few seconds. All right, I won't tell anybody what you said. I promise, right? What does it mean, I promise? Promise. I swear I will not say that. Okay, number three, in the restaurant, you must let me pay for the meal. And take a few seconds. All right, in the restaurant, you must let me pay for the meal. I insist. A very common phrase in the United States. Okay, number four, blank for what I did. It won't happen again. I think this is pretty easy, but I'm still going to let you take a few seconds to decide. All right, I apologize for what I did. It won't happen again. Apologize is synonym to I'm sorry. Apologize is a little more formal. This is what you would say in a classroom. Okay, number five. The new restaurant on Hill Street is very good. That's right, I recommend it. Okay. Now, let's see. This is these exercises. This are the kind of exercises we're going to do in class. Very often, after each explanation, each grammar explanation, I'm going to give you a set of exercises which you're going to do in pairs, because I recommend, if there's a possibility that you could listen to this and study with a friend, it is highly recommended. Why? Well, first of all, when you discuss answers, you tend to remember the answers a lot more as opposed to when you listen to your teacher talk and not a lot of times. So I've been talking for about 15 minutes now, and how much of that information have you actually absorbed? So when you actually study with a friend, or with a colleague, it's a lot easier for you to remember all of the necessary information. Usually, the time I would tell you, let's get into groups of people and let's come up with a dialogue in present simple. But since this is not going to happen, we are going to continue with grammar tense. And our next grammar tense after present simple is present continuous. Now, while present simple is the easiest tense in English language, English grammar, present continuous is a bit trickier in a lot of senses, because present continuous, as of course you might already know, is not only does not only indicate present, right? It also indicates future, but let's not get into that just yet. Let's begin from the beginning, as King says in Alice in Wonderland. All right, so present continuous, how do we form it? As always, we're going to write down a formula, which is going to be the following. Subject plus the verb to be without to, because remember, verbs with to are infinitives, which means they're not changed. But in this case, they are changed, right? So, subject plus to be without to, so be, right? It's going to be conjugated, plus verb plus ing, or what you guys call ing, but never say that, because in English we say ing. For example, I am speaking now. So the meaning of present continuous as it is an action happening in the moment of speaking, which means now, right? All right, let's conjugate the verb to be, just so you know. It's I am, he, she, it, is, we, you, they, are, driving, working, etc. So I am doing something means that I am in the middle of doing it. I've started doing it and I haven't finished it yet. For example, please don't make so much noise. I am trying to work, not I try, right? Because it's happening now. Or, where is Mark? He's having a shower, not he has a shower, right? He's having a shower at the moment. Or, let's go out now. It isn't raining anymore. Now, not it doesn't rain, right? Or at a party. Hi, Jane. Are you enjoying the party? Now, do you enjoy? So the difference between present simple and present continuous is pretty clear, right? Present simple, which we studied at the beginning of this lesson, is an action that happens regularly, but never in the moment of speaking. This is a very common mistake. Whereas present continuous is an action that is happening now, in the moment of speaking. Sometimes the action is not happening at the time of speaking. For example, Steve is talking to a friend on the phone. He says, I'm reading a really good book at the moment. It's about a man who. Steve is not reading the book at the time of speaking. He means that he has started it, but has not finished it yet. He's in the middle of reading it. Okay, let me give you some more examples. Kate wants to work in Italy, so she's learning Italian, but perhaps she isn't learning Italian at the time of speaking. Or, some friends of mine are building their own house. They hope to finish it next summer. You can use the present continuous with today, this week, this year, periods around now. For example, you're working hard today. Not you work hard today, right? Again, in the moment of speaking. Yes, I have a lot to do. Or another example. The company I work for isn't doing so well this year. Let's remember, how do we ask a question in present continuous? While in present simple, we need an auxiliary. Present continuous in this sense is very, very easy, because what we will need to do is we're going to flip, right? We're going to flip the verb to be with a pronoun. For example, my English is getting better, and instead of using an auxiliary, we're going to say my English, we're going to flip English my, or is your English getting better, right? Not does your English get better. Does it make sense? Okay. And the response would be yes, it is, or no, it isn't. Okay, let's continue. We use the present continuous when we talk about changes happening around now, especially with the verbs get, change, become, increase, rise, fall, grow, improve, begin, and start. For example, the population of the world is increasing very fast, not increases. At first, I didn't like my job, but I'm beginning to enjoy it. Not I begin. Let's jump in into exercise. The exercise that I uploaded along with this audio message. Okay, so 1.1. The sentences on the right follow those on the left. Which sentence goes with which? So I'm going to read the sentences and then we're going to try and find out. Number one, please don't make so much noise. Number two, I need to eat something soon. Number three, I don't have anywhere to live right now. Number four, we need to leave soon. Number five, they don't need their car anymore. Number six, things are not so good at work. Number seven, it isn't true what they said. Number eight, we're going to get wet. Responses are, it's getting late, they're lying, it's starting to rain, they're trying to sell it, I'm getting hungry, I'm trying to work, I'm looking for an apartment, the company is losing money. Alright, so here's an example we have. Please don't make so much noise, I'm trying to work. Number two, I'm going to give you a few seconds to decide. All right, I need to eat something soon. That's correct, letter E. I'm getting hungry. Good, number three, I don't have anywhere to live right now. Take a few seconds. That's correct. So, number three, I don't have anywhere to live right now. The answer is G. I'm looking for an apartment. All right, good. Number four, we need to leave soon. That's correct. We need to leave soon. Letter A, it's getting late. All right, number five, they don't need their car anymore. That's correct. The answer is D. They're trying to sell it. Good. Number six, things are not so good at work. All right. Things are not so good at work. The answer is letter H. The company is losing money. All right, number seven. It isn't true what they said. This one's easy. All right, it's correct. Letter B, they're lying. And last but not least, we're going to get wet. It's correct. It's starting to rain. All right, I think this was easy or easier than expected. All right, let's jump in into exercise 1.2. Complete the conversations. I saw Brian a few days ago. Oh, did you? What's he doing these days? He's at university. Now here we need to insert in the correct order WH question with in present continuous. Now remember, it's going to follow the same rule as it did in present simple, right? So we're going to start with a WH. word, and then auxiliary, and then the verb. So I'm going to give you a second to decide. All right, so what he studied, what is he studying? Psychology. Now, here is a normal question, so we're going to use auxiliary is, because it's a he, and we're going to say, is he enjoying it? Yes, he says it's a very good course, just like English. All right, let's continue. Hi, Nicola, how, and then in brackets we have, your new job go. Take a few seconds. All right, that's right. How is your new job going? Not bad. It wasn't so good at first, but it gets better now. Correct. It is getting better now. All right, let's continue. What about Danielle? Is he okay? Yes, but he not enjoy his work right now. Yes, but he isn't. Good job. He isn't enjoying his work right now. He's been in the same job for a long time and he begin to get bored with it. That's correct. He's been in the same job for a long time and he's beginning to get bored with it. All right, great job. Now, this exercise was clearly for completing the questions in present continuous. All right, let's continue. 1.3. Put the verbs into the correct form. Positive, I'm doing something, or negative, I'm not doing it. For example, please don't make so much noise. I'm trying to work. Or, let's go out now. It isn't raining it anymore. All right, number 3. You can turn off the radio. I listen to it. I'll give you 2 seconds. That's correct. You can turn off the radio. I'm not listening to it. Number 4. Kate phoned me last night. She's on holiday in France. She had a great time and doesn't want to come back. I'll give you 2 seconds. That's correct. She is having a great time and doesn't want to come back. Number 5. I want to lose weight, so this week I eat lunch. That's correct. I want to lose weight, so this week I'm not eating lunch. Number 6. Andrew has just started evening classes. He learned Japanese. Take a few seconds. That's correct. He is learning Japanese. Number 7. Paul and Sally have had an argument. They speak to each other. Take a few seconds. That's correct. They're not speaking to each other. Number 8. I get tired. I need a rest. That's correct. I'm getting tired. I need a rest. Number 9. Tim worked today. He's taking the day off. That is correct. Tim isn't working today. He's taking the day off. Good. Number 10. I look for Sophie. Do you know where she is? That's correct. I'm looking for Sophie. Do you know where she is? All right, and last but not least, 1.4. Complete the sentences using the following verbs. Start, get, increase, change, rise. Number 1, the population of the world is increasing very fast. Number 2, the world, things never stay the same. Take a second to decide. That's correct. The world is changing. Things never stay the same. Number 3. The situation is already bad and it blank worse. Take a second. That's correct. This situation is already bad and it is getting worse. Number 4. The cost of living every year, things are more expensive. That's correct. The cost of living is rising. Every year, things are more expensive. All right, number 5. The weather blank to improve. The rain has stopped and the wind isn't as strong. That is correct. The weather is starting to improve, the rain has stopped, and the wind isn't as strong. All right. Do you have any questions? I hope you have no questions. Now, what we're going to do next is to understand present continuous and present simple. We're going to compare them so you understand the differences and the similarities. All right. So, present continuous, I'm doing. Compare present continuous and present simple, I do. So first, present continuous, since we've been studying that. We use the continuous for things happening at or around the time of speaking. The action is not complete. For example, I am doing now. Examples are, the water is boiling. Can you turn it off? Listen to those people. What language are they speaking? Let's go out. It isn't raining now. I'm busy. What are you doing? I'm getting hungry. Let's go and eat. Kate wants to work in Italy, so she's learning Italian. The population of the world is increasing very fast. We use the continuous for temporary situations. I'm leaving with some friends until I find a place of my own. You're working hard today. Yes, I have a lot to do. All right, this was present continuous. So have things, generally speaking, happening in the now. What about present simple? We use the simple, present simple, for things in general or things that happen repeatedly. So, for example, water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. Excuse me, do you speak English? It doesn't rain very much in summer. What do you usually do at weekends? I always get hungry in the afternoon. Most people learn to swim when they are children. Every day, the population of the world increases by about 200,000 people. We use the simple for permanent situations. My parents live in London. They have lived there all their lives. Joe isn't lazy. He works hard most of the time. All right, let's compare I always do and I'm always doing. I always do something. I do it every time. For example, I always go to work by car, not I'm always going. I'm always doing something has a different meaning. For example, I've lost my phone again. I'm always losing things. I'm always losing things means I lose things very often, perhaps too often or more often than normal. Let's give more examples. You're always playing computer games. You should do something more active. You play computer games too often. Tim is never satisfied. He's always complaining. He complains too much. All right. I think this is a pretty good summary of present simple and present continuous. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you, I'm going to insert a page from your book that is highly recommended, but it's not necessary. This is the English file that is the first book in your syllabus, which, you know, you're recommended to get. If you don't get it, then these are the handouts. So in this handout out here, which I'm going to download for you, you're going to read, you're going to match the highlighted words or phrases with the definitions, all right? So they're going to be different phrases from 1 to 10, and you're going to highlight them with a definition. All right, this is kind of an extra homework for you if you were willing to do it. All right, so let's see what we got out of this lesson. We started with a tongue twister, which ideally, you will memorize and you're going to repeat it daily. Why do we need tongue twisters? Tongue twisters are really helpful, even though they don't sound like they mean a lot, but they're really helpful for your pronunciation, and also it helps you to change between languages, because telling language is so different from English, right? You want to switch. You want to get into speaking a foreign language by somehow using maybe something silly, but something easy to start with. And that's the tongue twister. That's why you need to remember she sells seashells. I hope you wrote it down. All right, and then we studied present simple and we studied present continuous. A present simple, just to recapitulate, is an action that happens regularly, right? It's an action we need. It's an action that happens regularly, frequently, or infrequently. Therefore, the indicators of this tense are adverbs of time, of frequency, right? So always, never, ever, sometimes, frequently, usually, etc. All right, the only tricky thing about present simple is that we add an S for the third person singular, and I repeated it so many times. If anybody makes a mistake on this, it means you weren't listening. And Auxiliary. To ask questions, we need auxiliary. Do for I, you, they, us. So I, you, they, you. And does for he, she, it. Right? Okay, this is present simple. So as an example, I go to school every day. Do you go to school every day? Yes, I do. No, I don't. He swims every day. Does he swim every day? Yes, he does. Or no, he doesn't. That's present simple. Present continuous is an action that is happening at the time of speaking. How do we form present continuous? I use a subject, I use the verb to be without to, then a verb, then an ing. I am speaking now, right? How do I ask a question? Present continuous, I flip. I am speaking now. Am I speaking now? I flipped, right? I flipped the verb to be with a subject. Yes, I am, or no, I'm not. Third person singular does not take an S in present continuous, which means he is swimming now. Is he swimming now? Yes, he is, or no, he isn't. Okay, the only tricky part, which we didn't take today, we will take it further down the road, is the fact that present continuous can also be used for future actions. What kind of future actions? Well, usually planned future actions. For example, I'm leaving for London tonight. I'm leaving for London. We use a present continuous to express the fact that it's a plan. Probably in this case, you have tickets in your hands and you're going on a plane. This is a planned action. All right. I hope audio lessons will be helpful for you. I definitely think they will help you improve your listening skills, because if anything, if you are listening until the end, you will be forced to listen to English speech. All right, guys. I'm going to upload this on Moodle, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to upload as many classes as we had. So we missed a few classes, and each time we have a class, not necessarily on the same day, but I'm going to upload an audio lesson based on that class. So, for example, if we start at the end of February or beginning of March, this is the first class for that week. All right? If you have any questions, you can comment on Moodle. If there's something really urgent, you can always send me an email, but there are a lot of students, and sometimes it takes me time to respond, so please comment here somewhere on the platform. Maybe that way everybody can see the questions and they can also answer it. All right, I hope this was pretty clear, and I'll talk to you next class. All right, thank you.